See with both eyes when dust covers the sacred. Time is hard on the dream. The dream, once sharp, bold lines, becomes an untidy room. Clothes behind the bed, food crumbs hidden in corners. For this exchange there is maturity, the binding up of existence with the inexplicable, the terrible, and the flaccid. The dangerous duty, the succubus of worry, and then the bitter beast that grows ahead beside your own. In youth it is easy to imagine the chaos cleaned, ordered like the many houses of heaven. But after the fruit has long ago been picked, and there is nothing left to eat, your body changes to find fuel in air like the baleen whales, sucking in, filtering out tiny nourishment, trying to maintain fat stores, energy for movement, and a steadier type of strength that only needs the air for answers, breaking down the barriers of the dream, letting in influences once firmly barred, letting down the unsolved puzzles, picking up a housecoat, and relaxing. The dream then becomes everything, tasks, small gestures of love, like hugging your grown children, feeding hazelnuts to squirrels, or watching your lover dance, carefree. The dream is a small thing, creeps up behind you like an unexpected neck rub, cultivates in increments, holds its best power when unattended, yielding to the unconscious flow, crushing the big dream treasure into an edible form.